friends. It's me, Katie Ann, and your host to the Full Confidence Ahead podcast, where we go on a journey together, tackling the fears of life from family relations to finance, from career to community. And sometimes, you know, those fears and life can create traumatic moments for us. We go through life and life is hard. And I am so excited because today we have Lane Gardner on here. She is absolutely incredible. She has been a speaker, an author, an arts educator, a singer, songwriter, a president, and a co-founder. And I'm so excited because she also talks about therapeutic arts and creativity, how that can help you get through these traumatic moments of life. Lane, do you just want to say hi really quick?
Hello, Katie Ann. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to just dive into the conversations with you because life's real and life can be traumatic, either trauma on small scales or very big scales. And I think anyone over the age of two understands that, right? So we're so excited to have conversations with you today. We're going to have a moment from our sponsors, and then I'll introduce you in full to our podcast listeners who are in for a treat. We're going to have a beautiful conversation. So we're so grateful for our podcast sponsors. They make it possible for you, our podcast listeners, to get this podcast for free every single week. So thank you to our sponsors.
Have you ever felt scared swiping your card at a cash register, not knowing if it would be declined or maxed out on your credit limit? Believe me, I've been there, holding my breath, waiting to check out. Thankfully, all of that fear melted away and turned into confidence when I took a financial literacy course. The PowerPay Money Master course has changed my experience at the cash register from fearful to fearless. The online course is video-based and gives you real-life money smarts. USU Extension is offering a free Money Master course to all Full Confidence Ahead listeners. Go to extensioncourses.usu.edu/KatieAnnPowell and add the Money Master course to your cart. The link will give you the $40 course for free. You can also get the course discount by going to extensioncourses.usu.edu and finding the Money Master course under the Finance category. Use the code KatieAnn, KatieAnn with no spaces, at checkout to claim your $40 discount and free course.
Okay, Lane, we are back. I am so excited. So for our podcast listeners, because you're going to want to find her again, Lane Gardner. We'll at the end recap so you can find her and know where to contact her. But Lane, I'm just going to introduce you a little bit to our podcast listeners. But it's your bio is just like, wow. Like there's so many titles you go under: speaker, author, arts educator, singer, songwriter, president, and co-founder. You are a woman who is impacting the world for good. And we are so gracious and grateful that you have graciously given us 30 minutes of your time to, obviously you're busy. Yeah. You're juggling all of these titles all the time, that you're giving us that time. And so for a podcast listener, Lane is the president and co-founder of Thread, which is a 501c3, a nonprofit for therapeutic arts. We are so excited to dive more into creativity and how that can help overcome overcome traumas and have deep healing. She has been widely involved in therapeutic arts, obviously as art educator too. This is part of her passion. She is the author of the book called Lifeline, Recovering Your Mental Wellness Through Uncovering Creative Brilliance. So everyone right after this episode, go buy your book. You're going to want it. And Lane, thank you. Just really the fact that you're giving us some of your time, we are so excited for you to be on here today.
Thank you. That was quite the introduction. I feel really grateful to be here and also just really grateful to connect with you and to connect with your listeners, because who doesn't in this moment need support for mental health, for mental wellness, not only for stuff that we've dealt with for our lives and what our journey has brought us, but also how do we create a moment-to-moment existence where we have tools and strategies to deal with the ups and downs of life, right? Who doesn't need that in this moment? And, you know, I make a case for our own unique creative expression as a perfect toolkit to be able to unearth tools and strategies that we already have within us. We don't need to look outside of ourselves. We already have those things within us.
I just feel like this conversation and connection with you is coming at a crucial point in time, especially as in America, we're kind of having heated headlines and that's depressing on us. And then life has taken turns after the pandemic. We've kind of had this epidemic of loneliness, and mental health is more prevalent than ever. We're in a unprecedented time that's requiring us to be so much more mindful. And yet we're all realizing, like, wait a minute, I did not learn how to do this in school. Like, I didn't learn how to be happy in school. I learned how to do math, right? And
Yep.
I am amazed that you talk about creativity and that as a toolkit to help with mental health. Let's just kind of start there with our conversation. Can you tell me more about that? How does creativity relate to healing and mental health? Because that's something very novel to me, and I'm so excited to learn that.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times we lose touch with our creative self as we become adults, right? We look at children and we say, go be creative, go, do everything that's within you to express yourself. It's how they learn about who they are. It's how they learn about the world. It's how they learn to make sense of what they already know inside them. How do they bring that forth? And how do they put that into the world in a way that builds their self-confidence, that builds their ability to communicate, right? We encourage that. We celebrate that in our children. But somewhere along the way, we stop doing that as adults. And we kind of get to this point where we are given outside information about who we are, who we should be, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to feel, what's expected of us, right? And so in the book, I talk about this concept of we get shellacked over with all of this outside wisdom, right? Quote unquote wisdom. And so, one of the things that I feel is really important about our mental health, this is lived experience from my life. I had a very traumatic upbringing. And so, I always sort of use the arts as a way to help myself, right? So one of the things that I, sort of discovered over the course of my life is that a huge part of what creativity can do for us is help us get back in touch with our true essence, right? And in my opinion, and all the hundreds and hundreds of folks that I've helped and all the ways in which I've tried to learn this for myself is I think part of our mental struggles, part of our mental health challenges are because we have become separated from our true essence, from who we are ultimately, right? Because of all the demands, all the expectations that becoming adult does to us, right? And so that ache that we feel inside of us, and it feels different for each of us, right? But there's something that we're missing, there's something that we're longing for that creates this anxiety, depression, overwhelm. You name it, right? There's a million different symptoms that that can express as in our lives. In my opinion, is we've lost pieces and parts of us that we really need that help us become a whole, brilliant human that we came into this world as. And so there's so many ways to use our own creative expression. And when I say creative expression, I don't mean being a painter or being a singer. What I mean is your unique way of expressing your essence. That's it. That's it. It can be anything that resonates with you. It doesn't have to be this technical, like, oh, I have to be an artist, right? That can
Right.
make us uncomfortable as adults. And so using creative expression as a way to support mental health is really just a passageway back into uncovering, recovering, and discovering more of the one and only us. And that has a positive impact on our mental health, in addition to giving us real-time tools to help us regulate when we're feeling overwhelmed or anxious or having a panic, all of the things that we go through up and down on a daily basis. And that is the powerful tool that we have within us that we just need to learn how to re-access.
That was eloquently said. And so many things stood out to that in me. One, from what I understanding what you said is, I, as you phrased it, and as I kind of digested what you were saying, is that part of healing is just also becoming you. And so the dissonances and having struggles also can come from feeling separated from that or not feeling you. And that to me rings very true, especially as we're in an age of technology and it's ever more pressing of the societal pressures or messaging is just so much more frequent to adults and children and youth today than it ever has been because of the access to technology. And so that that pressure to be or to do or to act in a way, I think is more prevalent today than it has been ever in the history of humanity. And I think calling it out as it is, that we can easily become detached of those beautiful parts inside of us. And I've never thought about that as creativity as an inward draw again. And as I think of, I volunteered in some elementary school classes recently, and they're naturally willing to be creative. And I want you to define creativity for us in just a second, but they're naturally able to and willing to be creative. And you say, oh, draw this, and they'll all go draw regardless of their ability, and then they'll sculpt something out of they just want to try. And as adults, like, oh, I can't draw a stick figure, I'm not doing that. And you're right, I don't know when that switch happens, but there is a switch between adulthood and childhood of that creativity. I want you to define creativity for us, because you said something about creative expression doesn't necessarily have to be painting and or drawing. Which gives me hope, because I am that adult that I'm like, oh, I would have drawn as a kid. And now I'm like, oh no, I'm embarrassed. And I'll get there one day to not be embarrassed. But you also said that there's other creative expressions. So two questions with that. Can you help me define creativity? Because I think you have probably a little bit vaster vision than I have. And then also help me understand what creative expression is and how to connect with that or different avenues to connect with that.
Yeah. In my opinion, creativity is the essence of being in a flow state. This experience of being spontaneous, letting ideas flow through you and out of you without blocking them, right? Where you're adding your essence to a process. And that doesn't have to be just painting. It doesn't have to be making anything. It can be, you know, it can be walking down the street. And instead of just sort of, you know, focusing on walking, maybe you do something that you are, you know, creating a rhythm with your hands or snapping or clapping, or maybe you're talking out loud in rhythm to yourself, right? There's this flow state where it helps you get out of the mind that sort of has this ability to make judgments and cut us off and make a second guess, right? It can be anything that you're naturally drawn to where you get lost in the moment, right? How many times can you think of as a kid where you just got lost in an activity, right? And you weren't thinking about, oh, I should do it this way, or you know, the world says I have to do it this way, or my boss says I need to be focusing on developing these skills, right? There's this notion where we are in a flow state. We're allowing our essence to come out of us. And one of the brilliant things about creativity in that way is not only are you sort of allowing yourself to flow and access more of your true essence, but there's a calming effect that it has on your nervous system when you're doing that. There's so many, you know, side benefits of creativity as well. In addition to that, there's the notion whatever is flowing out of you is naturally going to make you feel more capable. And you'll be saying to yourself, wow, I didn't know I could do that. Look what I just did, right? And it's not about judging what you did. It's about experiencing more of the fullness of you. And then my opinion, that's what creativity is. That's what creative expression is this ability to allow ourselves to be in a process where we're just expressing more of who we are without judgment and without blocking ourselves.
I really like how you've defined that here. And as you were talking, it kind of made me think, oh, wait, maybe this conversation, this podcast, because to me, I'm just enjoying as you're saying it, able to ask you a question. I'm like, I feel like this is flow for me of listening, learning, responding. And that's not something I'd probably initially think of as creative. I'd think, well, I'm not painting. I'm not creating music. But you've redefined that for me. And that's liberating. The other thing I want to ask, do you have any exercises for us as adults? Because I know sometimes as adults, we're like, oh, how do I even find that? Are there some exercises we can do to find that creative expression?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And just a little shameless plug for my book. There at the end of each chapter is a series of different tools that you can try.
And amazing.
The whole point of why I put these tools in there is I wanted to create a climate of fun and frolic, right?
Yes.
We often take creativity so seriously, like, oh, yeah. I have to make this perfect thing. And so the tools that I designed for the book are really about getting you in touch with this notion that play and having fun and not taking yourself so seriously are actually the most powerful entry points to very serious things, which are healing, transforming difficult experiences into a source of power, helping us to re-regulate our nervous system, our emotional ups and downs. But it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a drag, right? One of the things I think that we experience as adults is we don't want to have to deal with our stuff. We just don't, right? Yeah. And we do everything we can to push that off. Right? Whatever that is, we have a million different substances, activities, fantasies, you name it, that help us to push aside the things that are always there, that are painful, challenging, difficult, right? We just don't want to. It makes us uncomfortable. And I think also we feel that if we did address them, it would be really hard. It would be really painful. And I'm not saying that there aren't difficult things that we go through in order to heal, but I'm saying that using creativity as a process to tap into some of these things that are blocking us is actually the most fun, frolicky, playful thing that we can do to be able to help ourselves move that stuff out of our being and out of our bodies and into a new form. And so, you know, one of the things I always tell people, and I know this might sound simple, one of the most easiest ways to help yourself re-regulate is to make sound. Okay. Now, I'm not talking about singing, thinking of yourself as a singer. You might feel comfortable singing, so that's fine. But I always say hum. And there's something about humming, and you can hum in any way that feels comfortable for you. In any kind of what I call like a free flow hum, those vibrations in your body are almost creating like a balm for the anxiety, for the depression, for the overwhelm, right? And that sound and moving your breath and using your sound, which is also frequency, right? That is helping to adjust and re-regulate your nervous system. And in addition to that, humming just improves your mood. It increases your oxygen to your body, right? There's both physiological, scientific, and creative and fun flow things. So that's just one simple tool that I offer in the book. Make sound and let it vibrate in different parts of your body. Experiment, be curious, right? That's a wonderful thing that we can add to the process of using creativity is curiosity. What would happen if I tried this? What would happen if I did it that way? Right? That curiosity helps us take the judgment out and we allows us to discover so many more things about ourselves that we didn't know. And that's progress. And that's a support system that we didn't know we had. And
Oh,
that's empowering.
I love that. Like this is something humming, like you said, this vocal that I can do that. And that doesn't take very long. And that like I can experiment with sound. That's something. And then it's not I'm not singing necessarily, but like this is something that I can just experiment in that no judgment zone with creativity. I'm just curious, have you ever created something like completely just to look bad, just to help yourself get out of that judgment zone? Like, I'm gonna create this piece of pottery just, and I know it's gonna look bad. So I just like get over that hump, because I wonder as an adult, if I did that, if that would help me kind of reshape a little bit of like, I'm gonna purely do something that's bad. So then it's like, okay, I did it. Like I did the worst, and then I can be in a no judgment zone.
Let me help you reframe that, because I think that it's that is I think that's definitely a way to look at it. Like, if I create something that's crap, it doesn't matter. One of the things I always like to say to people that I work with is, it's not about what you create, it's the feeling of creating. That's what you want to focus on, right? What are you feeling
Yeah,
when you're
that's
creating,
different.
right? And so anything that comes out of you, you're going to, you know, there's always going to be this inner critic that we all have, right? We were given that by whatever, whomever in our past, right? Insert whatever that is for you. But so there's always going to be a part of us that says, oh, I should have done that, or I should have done it that way, or that looks like crap, or whatever. But shift the lens, flip the lens when you're doing something to, what am I feeling right now? Am I feeling like a little excited because I'm doing something that I didn't know I could do? Am I feeling calmer because I'm just in the flow of something? Am I feeling like a sense of joy because I'm tapping into a part of myself that I lost, right? Like, letting yourself experience the creativity is what creates, in my, what I call like this creative groove. It's a muscle. You're creating a muscle of, how do I feel when I create? How do I get back to those true parts of myself that bring me the happiness, that bring me the joy, that bring me the excitement and the vibrancy within myself? Focus on the feeling, and that's what creativity, the healing part of creativity, is about.
That reframes this completely for me. Is focusing on that feeling rather than the product, because, and maybe that's also where our society has gone wrong, is we're such a consumer society and we're so product, 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 outcome, 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 that we've neglected the feeling. And that's where a lot of trauma comes from, is this is now how society is structured, is buy, 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 product, 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 output, 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 work, 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 instead of what are our emotions or who are we through that process. And what you're describing with creativity and connecting to that inner self is an antidote to that. And I can immediately see how that is a connection to that inner self, a trailway back in. I'm seeing completely how I can literally use this every day and kind of have this preventative measure for my mental health to be more in touch. And these are grounding exercises that I need to go back in every single chapter and go through with your tips on every single one. And I just try a different one every day, because that's grounding. Do you have some exercises also in the moment? Like, if we all experience like an anxiety moment at work, at whatever scale, like either that's small or big, you know, but do you have an in the moment exercise, or going back to kind of those vocal things? Is that a good grounding?
Yeah. There's the title of the book is called Lifeline, and chapter 8 of the book is called Lifeline. And that's where I introduce the lifeline tools, right? Which is, for me, I, you know, because of my trauma background, I was constantly having panic attacks, you know, like really feeling like I was going to die. Like, I needed to start figuring out how to use what I had within me to navigate those very, very scary moments. So the tools in chapter 8 are called the lifeline, and they're really designed to get you out of that moment where you are dysregulated and into a moment of regulation. So The humming exercise is actually one of those lifeline tools, which I just described. And in the book, I lay out like kind of step by step in different ways to do it. But let me just give you one more. And this might sound so silly, but I'm telling you, it works like a charm. Put on music. I like to dance in my kitchen. I don't know where anybody else likes to dance, but for some reason, the kitchen is the perfect place to dance. And one of these, this exercise, put that music on. And what I ask you to do in each of these little elements of the tool is to try on different ways of moving your body. That seems so silly. But right, we're trying to return to the sense of play and the sense of flow, right? So you could dance like as if you were Jell-O. You could dance as if
That's
you
awesome.
were like a robot. You could dance as if you were a four-year-old, right? And so this idea of putting yourself into these different vibes, for lack of a better way of putting them, are actually pulling you out of that panic moment, and they're accessing the parts within you that already know how to help you re-regulate, right? They're
Right.
returning you to a sense of curiosity. How would I move if I was a bucking bronco? How would I move if I was a jello, right? And so you're adding curiosity, you're adding movement, which, from a somatic standpoint, right? There's a whole world of somatic trauma healing through repetitive movement. So you're moving in a way that's helping to discharge that anxiety or that difficult experience. And then you're adding this fun and frolic, which I don't know about you, but when I ask myself to kind of do these silly things, I laugh out loud at myself sometimes. Right? You're like, whoa, that's so silly. How, and it's like you're returning yourself to like what I like to call is like your original paradise, which is the perfect you, your brilliance that's within you, your creative flow, your innate toolbox that knows how to help you re-regulate. You're returning yourself to that through creative play, through creative imagination. And those kinds of things can help you re-regulate so quickly, and it brings joy to your day, And then the last part that I want to add is then you start to develop a sense of safety and trust within yourself. Because you're like, you know what? If that panic attack comes up today, I know what I can do. I don't have to worry that I'm going to be alone and struggling and terrified, because a lot of times I think we tend to feel a little bit like unsure that we can reach out to somebody when we're struggling with our mental health. There's still a huge stigma around mental health, right? We're getting better at talking about it, but it's still there. And so knowing that we have this 24/7 round the clock support system in the form of these creative tools help us feel safer and help us trust in ourselves and our abilities more. And that safety is something that I think we really need as well. We live in a world that feels so unsafe. So being able to go within and find that sense of safety is brilliant. And that's what we inherently have. And that just allows us, I think, to just know that who we are is so extraordinary. And we can continue to uncover more and more of that.
I just believe in your ideology of human being too, of that there is that innate brilliance in everyone and the unlocking. And I have loved our conversation, and I'm so excited for each of our podcast listeners to be able to connect even further with you and to read your, like, really get in and read your book and hear about that. So before I ask the final question, I want to make sure that our podcast listeners know how to reach you, how to buy that book. So I'm going to repeat the title of your book so our podcast listeners can, and I'm going to do it slowly. So everyone go grab your pen and paper now, I guess, or phone, whatever. We're all on digital now, I guess. But okay, it is Lifeline: Recovering Your Mental Wellness Through Uncovering Creative Brilliance by Lane Gardner. Okay, but now where can they get that?
So Amazon is the easiest place to get it. It's
Great.
also on Barnes and Noble online. But Amazon's the easiest place to get it. You can find out more about me and my work just at my website, which is my name, lanegardner.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn. You can find out more about my nonprofit, which is called Thread, which brings this work to communities that are struggling. And you know, there's tons of free resources on my website as well. So reach out to me. I would love to also continue to create the conversation. If this is something that resonates with you, or if you know somebody who could use this, I do individual coaching, I do group work. Reach out. I'd love to continue to, you know, have the conversation, because we need each other. Mm-hmm. We need to support each other and each other's growth and each other's mental wellness. And, you know, one, we can help to change the world one person at a time from the inside out by growing ourselves and becoming more ourselves has an impact on the world. And so I'd love to hear from you. If you want to, if that resonates. Yeah.
I really want our listeners to be able to connect with you too, to read your book. And so I am making sure that both her website and also the link to the Amazon book, they're going to both be in the show notes. So if you're listening right now, pop into the show notes. It's there. Click on the website. You'll be able to connect with Lane like instantly. So it's in the show notes right now. Just pop in, click those links so you can connect with her, get the book, talk with her. Experience more. And as we wrap up, I want to ask the final question we always ask. And what is one piece of advice you'd give your younger self to boost your confidence?
One piece of advice that I give my younger self is reminding her how brilliant she is just by who she is. And let me clarify what I mean by that. Through the experimentation that I've done with the creative process and helping other people, what I've come to understand is that those younger selves that are within us contain our true essence, and they have such deep, profound insights about who we really are, what we really need, what we really want, how we really want to live. It's sort of like returning to the source. And so there's a lot of times when my younger self, I look back at what happened to her through my traumatic upbringing, and she got so crushed. She got so smashed by the experiences that she had, that I had. And there's been a really long journey that I've been on to try to go back to what she knew back then, which was that who I truly am, my unique insights, my unique gifts, talents, resources, assets are truly my gift to myself as much as they are my gift to the world. And so reminding my younger self that no, actually, what happened to you was not okay. Who you really are is truly brilliant. And she is one of my greatest resources, because she remembers all the brilliance that's within me. And so I would say that to all of your listeners as well. Think about who are those younger parts of you that know everything that you need to know about who you really are. And that's the key to healing and fulfillment and joy. Those younger selves are truly brilliant.
That was a beautiful wrap up. And again, we want to make sure our podcast listeners can connect with you. So jump down to the show notes. We have Lane's website, and we also have her book linked into our show notes. So just jump down, click on those links, connect with her, read the book. We're just so grateful for your graciousness to give us time and to give us your thoughts and to share with us. So thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Katie Ann. Thank you so much for having me.
After every episode, I'm amazed at what each of our guests have accomplished in their lives. They inspire me to go for my dreams and seize opportunities. The reality of life is that every opportunity and dream has a financial implication, and knowing how to manage and grow your money will not only help you achieve your goals, but also get to them faster. Utah Money Moms has been a resource for me to learn how to better manage my money and turn my dreams into reality. Their website is full of interactive material to engage all learning styles. My favorite resource is their free monthly webinars, where I can listen and have my questions answered by financial counselors and educators. Head on over to utahmoneymoms.com or utahmoneymoms on Instagram to access free empowering material. Again, that is utahmoneymoms.com or utahmoneymoms on Instagram. Thanks for listening in on the Full Confidence Ahead podcast. Weekly on Tuesdays, we'll continue our journey of confidence together through new interviews and insights. Make sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on the latest conversations and confidence boosts. And by the way, you got this, because you deserve to live life full confidence ahead. See you next week.